What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Sports Stories with Bic here on Raw Football Talk. Thank you for all the love and support that you show us on multiple platforms, on Instagram, on Twitter. A couple of you guys on TikTok, always have to shout you guys out. Thank you for the love on TikTok. My brother's probably not going to like that, but got to give the people what they want. And thank you for all the loyal supporters. Like, we just hit about 715 followers. So we thank you guys for the love and support. Wouldn't be here without you guys. And today I have a special guest on the show. I have my friend Sam. She is a content creator with a good following on Twitter and TikTok. She is a huge Benfica supporter and she hates to love Manchester United. So Sam, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for hopping on. Hope your weekend has been going splendid.
It has. So far, so good.
Awesome. Perfect. So Sam, for those who don't know, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So I'm Sam, originally from Rhode Island. That's where I grew up, but I moved to Boston for college. I went to Northeastern. And after grad school, I kind of just decided to stick around the greater Boston area. So I live in the suburbs now, just outside of Boston, with my husband and our one-year-old.
That's awesome. What do you love the most about the Boston area?
You know, probably just like the diversity. Like, you don't really think of Boston as like a big food city, but then you think about like all the different kind of cultures that we have around here, like all the kind of pockets, the little neighborhoods of, you know, we have tons of immigrants here and I love that.
That's great. And I'm glad that you mentioned food because we're going to get to some Boston food later on the show. So it's a great, great spoiler, but I noticed how I kind of ran across your page is you put out a lot of football content. I know you, like it says in your bio, you hate to love Manchester United and you love Benfica as well. So I know you've come from a Portuguese background. That's something that people might not know about. Did that kind of play a role in like how you got into football and how you started watching and then obviously creating content afterwards?
Definitely. Yeah. So where I grew up in Rhode Island is little Portugal, basically. Like, everyone's parents were, you know, fresh off the boat, as we would always say. And, you know, football was definitely a big deal down there. Like, that's what every little kid does is, you know, as soon as you're old enough to walk and run around the field, you're not, you know, your parents were putting you in some sort of soccer program. And that was actually kind of how I got into watching United as well when Ronaldo signed. You know, that was a huge, huge deal for our community to see like one of our own Portuguese players sign for, you know, the greatest English club in the world. So that's definitely been a huge part of it.
Do you remember the first time, obviously Ronaldo came back this past season, but do you remember when you first signed, like, how did you feel? Was it like, did you understand it? Were you excited? How did you feel that moment came?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm probably on the older side of kind of the people you would run into on football Twitter. So I was definitely old enough to remember and like old enough to understand what was going on, like kind of that age where you're just getting into like really paying attention, like caring about that stuff. And yeah, I just kind of remember like my dad like talking to me about it. And I don't think I realized at the time like how big of a deal it was and like how great he was going to be, but lo and behold.
And kind of segueing to like your content creation, I've seen a couple of your TikToks and then I'm thinking, okay, because some of the TikToks that I've seen, that's like, you've done like a couple of voiceovers and some of the sounds, it looks like, or it sounds like someone who is like from Britain. So when like we hopped on about like 10 minutes ago, I'm thinking, okay, she's going to have a British accent. It's going to be fun. And then boom, we're like, yeah. So I didn't expect that. So I just wanted to kind of put it out there. But like in all seriousness, I do love, like, I saw one of your TikTok videos and it's like, you did like a voiceover and it's like, oh, I love you. I ain't staying here. I saw that and I was like, oh, like this is pretty fun. And I just wanted to put it out there because I feel like TikTok for us, it hasn't been like, it's been like, It's been in and out. Like some content, as long as like it's like high def and you put like the right hashtags, it'll blow up. But then some you get like 5 views and it just like stays stagnant. So
yeah, that was exactly kind of what I was saying on Twitter the other day is like, you know, you'll put like all this time and effort into making a TikTok and like you end up with 100 views. And then the ones that you just like throw together in 2 seconds, like it was just an idea that popped into your head. It ends up with thousands. Like you just never know what's going to hit.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those algorithms that are, some are good, some are bad, but you take what you can get. Mm-hmm. And I guess what made you want to create sports-based content?
I don't know if people are going to like this answer, but I'm going to throw the truth at you. I just feel like it's so oversaturated with men, to be honest with you, you know, and it kind of all ends up being the same thing. So I feel like, you know, a woman, a different perspective, it kind of brings some creativity. And oddly enough, I feel like a lot of times the male content creators can be like incredibly emotional with their content. They're very reactionary, I guess you could say. You know, I mean, you know, like one loss to a mid-table team and everybody's ole out. Like it's, you know, so I kind of feel like sometimes we need the humor, of course, like people like to laugh and the creativity, but then kind of the more logical, rational side of things. So
yeah, for sure. I definitely understand where you're coming from. And to me, honestly, I thought about it. I'm like, okay, so, you know, my friends are doing this podcast with me. We happen to be male. And then all the guests that we've had in the past have always been male. And I'm just thinking like, hey, like football is a universal sport. Mm-hmm. And then I just kind of decided like, hey, maybe I can get someone like, obviously, you told me that you loved the episode that Shil and I did together.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah, she's great people. And I'm just thinking like, yeah, I mean, Shil had a great time on the show and it's not out yet, but I think the second to last podcast I recorded, I did it with my friend Alex, who I've known her since high school. It's like a videographer for 2 Houston teams, one in the MLS, one in the NWSL. So I'm like, yeah, I mean, like football is a universal sport. Why just have like male guests? Why not, you know, show the females some love as well? So it's great. And it's like you said, it can definitely get oversaturated. I don't know what it is about sports, but you're definitely right. We do get very emotional. So
and we all do, but you know.
Yeah, it's great to have, you know, like different voices out there as well. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, you make a great point. And I think the next question I wanted to ask is like, what's like one live sports event that's in your bucket list that you haven't experienced that you would like to experience in the future?
Probably a World Cup. You know, I know some people kind of have like mixed feelings on the World Cup and especially the direction that it's maybe going as of late, like kind of hearing all this talk about changes and whatnot, but I don't know, to me that's just like the pinnacle of football and I love the whole like international aspect of it, so I would love to go to a World Cup one time.
It's funny you mentioned that. A lot of people I've asked this question and they for the most part they say the World Cup as well. Good thing with us is in 2026, which is about maybe 4 years because it's about to be 2022. The World Cup is coming to North America, so might get a chance to experience it. But speaking on the one that's coming up next year, I know there's a big controversy behind, you know, Qatar getting the World Cup and going from the summer to, you know, the winter and, you know, human rights violations. You kind of alluded to that when I asked you the question. Is that what you were referring to when you're talking about like the direction that it's headed?
Yeah, you know, the ethics behind it have been questionable as of late. And, you know, everyone's kind of talking in the football world, like, you know, money talks and, but how far are we going to take that? And, you know, when they're talking about doing every 2 years versus every 4, just to kind of make more money. And yeah, I don't know. So I'm a little, I mean, not that I was planning to go to the Qatar World Cup anyway, but you're right. Maybe in 26, that'll be the year.
For sure. And I respect Arsene Wenger, but like you said, the whole 2 year World Cup thing, once again, like you mentioned, it's just oversaturated content. And then also with, you know, it loses its glamour because you have the Euros every 2 years when you count the World Cup and when you put in the picture. So it wouldn't make any sense. So hopefully, yeah, like if it's not broke, you don't fix it. Hopefully we just do it every 4 years and hopefully no more Winter World Cups as well. So one and done. Okay, so this is part of the show where things get a little bit more fun. So I'm going to ask you some quick fire questions. We're going to talk about food, we're going to talk about music, we're going to talk about sports, of course. But the only rule is I ask you a question and your responses have to be quick. So are you ready?
All right.
Okay, so first question, rate these three Portuguese legends from best to worst. So you have Luis Figo, Eusebio, and Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay, so I'm a weird bias on this one because Figo and I share a birthday. So I've always been like a weird fan of him for that reason. Probably Ronaldo second and Eusebio third. I feel like I'm gonna get roasted for that.
So Figo is first, Ronaldo second, Eusebio third. Okay. Oh,
Unfortunately, someone has to be third.
exactly. To each their own. I think for us, like the question kind of pops up, like with me, like my brother would tell me, you can't pick, like if someone asks you Pele or Maradona, you can't pick. You weren't born when they were playing. Like you just saw them through highlights. Whereas Messi v Ronaldo, well, we grew up with them. We're all adults now and they're about to retire. So yeah, I mean, hey, listen, at the end of the day, it's a matter of opinion. You said you might get roasted, but you know, it comes with the job. So
I can admit I'm biased, though. I have
there
a
we
weird
go.
bias on that one.
I respect that. Okay, so that was sports. Now we're gonna get to music. Would you rather listen to Ed Sheeran, New Kids on the Block, or Drake? You gotta pick one. For the rest of your life, though. For the rest of your life.
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran. Okay, why? Why Ed Sheeran?
So I actually saw him in concert at Gillette, like right before COVID hit. I have like a weird little crush on him. I don't know. I think he's fantastic. Like fantastic songwriter, fantastic singer. Not a big Drake fan. Yeah, I don't know.
New Kids on the Block.
I'd listen to them for sure, but probably not on repeat for the rest of my life.
Okay, got you. I was gonna say for Ed Sheeran, I think his versatility is what kind of gets a lot of people as well. He's kind of like Bruno Mars. Like Bruno Mars is a wonderful
Love Bruno Mars.
performer, but many people don't know that he also does a lot of songwriting as well.
Yeah,
So,
and even for other artists, yeah.
yeah. Okay. Well, I was gonna follow up and say Ed Sheeran or Bruno Mars, but I think you're still gonna go with Ed
Probably, yeah.
Sheeran. Okay, perfect. Now we're gonna get to food. Would you rather pick a arroz doce or ice cream from Toscanini's in Cambridge?
Probably the ice cream. Yeah, I don't know. I'm an ice cream fan.
Have you had it though from Toscanini's?
I have not, but I trust that it's good. I
Okay.
don't think
And
I've had bad ice cream.
do you like sweet rice then? I hope I'm saying it right. It's arroz doce.
So I'm not a big fan of it, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not my like preferred dessert.
Okay. See, I asked Mike Janello, who is a digital host for the Mets, and also he's Portuguese as well. He told me the same thing. I kind of butchered sweet rice anyways. So it made it easier. So he chose like New York style hot dog because he's been working in New York for a long time. But yeah, I mean, I think next time I have a Portuguese guest on the show, I'll probably pick a food that is like more of a staple. I feel like if you don't like the what he said is that he didn't like dessert anyways, so he's just going to choose a hot dog. But yeah, okay. So that was the quick fire part, and now I got a couple of couple questions. This is like for the fans, for your listeners, could be for your baby maybe 4 or 5 years down the line. But what advice do you have for those that are either chasing their dreams or trying to find their purpose in life?
My biggest advice really is like, there's no time limit on anything. I feel like a lot of people kind of have these expectations of themselves that like, oh, I have to, you know, if I want to achieve this goal, I have to do it by this age. And, you know, if I haven't, then I'm just going to give up. But there's really like no set limit for anything. You know, you could start a brand new career, or even if it's just a hobby when you're 40, 50, like, you know, it doesn't matter. You have the rest of your life to make changes and kind of make the life that you want. So yeah, no time limit on anything.
That's great. And I think you mentioned a great point, and also for us, for like Generation X, whatever it's called, millennials and Generation XYZ. For us, we're good because, or we should be good because we have technology by our side. And mm-hmm. like you mentioned, you know, you want to switch a career, boom, like in your 40s, hey, you have that luxury now. Whereas in the past, you kind of had to kind of grind it out, or you have mm-hmm. to think twice. But and I think another thing that I also want to put out there is. If you love something, like if you're passionate about it, it doesn't matter the age, you're going to go for it, because mm-hmm. deep down inside, you're going to think like, hey, if I don't go after this, I'm going to live a life filled with regret. And yeah. that's something that no one wants to do. So that's great. And kind of like sticking like in the same subject. Okay. So this one is a bit tough in a sense that it's a one word response. So the question is, if you could describe your journey in one word, what would it be?
Chaotic.
Okay. That was easy.
Yeah. I just feel like, I don't know, like every aspect of my life is kind of like all over the place sometimes. And like, that's okay. You know, I get a lot of people on Twitter who, you know, they kind of see like the style of my content and the way that I talk sometimes. And then they find out that like, you know, like what my day job is, which is like, I work in healthcare, like with children, and then I'm a mom. And, you know, I feel like I kind of just like play both sides of the spectrum there. And that surprises a lot of people, I guess you could say. So yeah, chaotic, I guess.
How do you, like, as a follow-up, how are you able to maintain that where, like, you said you work in healthcare, you're a mom, and then boom, all you have to do is like whip out your phone and boom, make content, TikTok, and put it out there. Is it a bit tough? Is it easy? Like, how is that dynamic for you?
I mean, it's definitely tough, like tougher since having a child. Of course, they take up a lot of time. But honestly, like, there's no secret to it. It's just the fact that I have support. And, you know, that's something too, that a lot of people don't realize, is that, you know, sometimes that's the only thing that's holding people back, is they don't have a good support system. Like, you know, my husband does a lot of baby care. Like, he's a very, very involved parent. Our friends, our parents, like everyone kind of helps out. Like people always say, it takes a village. Like it really does. But that's important because, you know, no one should have to lose their entire identity just because they have, you know, a child or a demanding career or whatever. You know, everyone deserves time for hobbies and, you know, just doing their own thing.
That's very true. Like the more you're authentic, the more you are yourself, your authentic self, it kind of helps also for like someone else who wants to break in or kind of do the same thing. And I know, like when we were in school, we were learning, it's like, there was always that question, should you have your like professional account and then like a personal account? And one of our professors, she's actually a news anchor, and she would tell us like, no, just have one account, be yourself, but also just be like, keep in mind, what are you going to share? Like if you are a news anchor, you know that people are going to go to you for news. Don't go in there and like put out, I guess, I don't know, just like your political views or whatever, because then you're gonna like lose followers. Then it just becomes like a tongue-in-cheek chaotic issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You bring that to yourself. But mm-hmm. I like the fact that you can be yourself. You don't have to be anything else. You don't have to create like separate account or whatever. Like you can just be your true authentic self. And like, trust me, the internet sometimes can be a grueling place. You can have like people like voice their you know, unsolicited opinions and do all that. But I think you're able to manage that, and also you're able to own it and just be yourself, and then people are going to love you for that. So that's another thing that's great to see. Now, before the last question, I wanted to get your input. Like today, and we've been chatting a little bit about Manchester United in the past couple of games. How do you see the season panning out? I know it's still early days, but do you think they're challenging for the title? Do you think top four? What's your opinion?
So I kind of said this before the season even started, and this was before Ronaldo signed. However, I'm not changing my mind on this. I do not think that they're serious title contenders this season. I think it's going to be a race between City and Chelsea, and that's that. I do think they'll be top four, kind of no doubt in my mind about that, but I think they're going to be sitting either third or fourth, which is disappointing because, you know, last season we ended second and make all these amazing signings that are, you know, supposed to win you the title, but I just don't see it happening.
Do you think it's an issue of like team, like not gelling or like chemistry, or is it simply the coach?
So I don't think it's simply the coach, but I don't think it's an issue of like chemistry between the players. I think the right players have chemistry. It's really just like figuring out that midfield situation, honestly, which everyone kind of knows. And I thought something was going to happen with that and we were going to make one more signing, but here we are.
If it were up to you, would you get that one more signing, or would you like try at least Donny van de Beek in that position before you bring someone else?
If I could go back to like the start of the season, maybe I would try him, but I kind of feel like that ship has almost sailed at this point, and it's probably better just to bring in new blood.
Who would you go for then?
So everyone knows who I wanted. I wanted them to sign Ruben Neves, but yeah.
You're still sticking with Ruben Neves?
Yeah. He was it for me. I think he would have been a wonderful addition. I think we could have got him at a decent price, but who knows?
He's a former Porto boy and you're a Benfica fan.
I mean, look at all our other amazing Portuguese players. They're all from Sporting. So all my players go to City.
That's very true. That's very true. That's very true. I think last thing, Sam, how can people keep up with your work?
So I'm probably most active on Twitter. My @ is Sam Bear with 3 R's. My TikTok is the same as well. I try to post there as much as I can, but that's a little harder. So definitely keep up with me on Twitter.
Definitely will do. So Sam, thank you once again for hopping on our show. Thank you for your time and for all the great input and advice. Hope the season goes well for United boys. And next time, I don't know, hopefully I'll, I thought I was going to get you, to be honest. I thought I was going to get you with the questions, but I felt like they were a bit easier. Like I've done this for like the past year and a half, and many people, like I've made a guy choose between Kobe and Giannis, and he actually covered the Bucks, so he met Giannis in person, and obviously Kobe's like one of his biggest idols, and so like he said I plead the fifth, and it's
I hate that.
Yeah and I've definitely
rapid fire, you got to play by the rules, you got to just like do it.
Exactly. I've definitely had people do like the cop out answer, but I
none
think
not here.
Yeah, it wasn't, to be fair. I think those questions were a bit easier. So next time I'll probably get some tougher questions.
Fair.
But thank you once again for, you know, just hopping on the podcast. Thank you for your input and your advice. And like you mentioned, you shared your Twitter and your TikTok. So hopefully you have more followers on the way after this episode, and hopefully either get Ruben Neves or United make, I guess, I don't know, top two, do a better job than last year. So fingers crossed on that.
Girl can dream.
There we go. Well, thank you once again, everyone, for tuning in to another episode of Sports Stories with Big here on Raw Football Talk. Make sure to keep up with us on all the social platforms. Thank you once again, Sam, for hopping on, and hope everyone has a great weekend.
Thanks so much for having me.
cliff and get higher.